Hello and welcome, Wayne Farrell from Coaching with NLP, an international company with offices in South Africa and the UK. Great that you can spread your wings and do your work between the two countries, Wayne. Hello.
Hi, Heather. Thank you very much for having me. And yes, I'm truly blessed to have the opportunity.
Great. Now, your speciality is NLP and you offer various courses, I see. So let's start, first of all, with asking you, what is NLP?
The NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And Richard Bandler, who was co-creator of NLP, said that NLP is an attitude and a methodology that leaves behind a trail of techniques. And through modeling this excellence and by taking on values, beliefs, and behaviors of other people that have been really good at what they do, we can install those in ourselves and also teach others to do that. So NLP is how do we use language of the mind to consistently achieve our specific and desired outcomes.
Wow, that's a really great explanation. Thank you for that. So now, how does your NLP coaching training differ from the other coaching training or coaching courses out there, Wayne?
Well, essentially what we've done is we use NLP within our coaching practice and we teach our students the techniques of NLP so that they too can achieve phenomenal results with their clients. You know, many of the coaching courses out there and certainly coaching books would suggest that you just use a model of coaching. So basically ask a set of questions. But often, you know, clients have things going on in their lives or things that have happened in their past that they first need to deal with before you can help them get from point A to point B.
That's such an important thing to be aware of, I think. You know, it's all very well to train and teach people, but if they haven't addressed their own issues first, then, you know, you've got a problem.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Right. So now your life coaching courses, why would somebody do your course?
Well, you know, life coaching or coaching in general has become big business all around the world. And, you know, many people have found that they either just want a change of career or, you know, they really want to be out there both helping themselves and helping others. So again, we've taken NLP, we've taken the skill sets of NLP and timeline therapy and integrated it within the training to give our students a great set of techniques to be able to get results for them and their clients.
Great. So that now it could, for example, any accredited coach right now come to you and incorporate your teachings as well into what they've already learned.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, we get a lot of coaches. We get psychiatrists, psychologists. We get people from all walks of life that actually come and do the courses to enhance their skill set.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Now, I see you've also got your entry-level NLP practitioner training course and the master-level training course. Can you tell us more about those two, please?
Yes, certainly. The practitioner course is a six-day course which covers the basics of NLP. And then once somebody's completed that, they have the ability, if they choose to then do the 13-day master practitioner. It effectively just enhances their skills. They're going to learn a lot of new extra skills and really get deeper into the whole methodology of NLP.
Thank you. So now, okay, so you've got the two levels there, which is the entry and then the masters, and one can choose one or the other, but obviously you would advise them to do both.
Well, they first need to start with the practitioner, so you couldn't do the master practitioner without having done the practitioner.
Yeah, now I understand. Okay. So now we're coming to something that really piques my interest. Your speed reading course, that's something that would appeal to a lot of people, and you know, it's with time constraints and busy lives and all the reading out there that needs to be done, whether it's in a real book or on the internet or wherever, you know, people just don't seem to find the time to read enough, which is one of my favorite hobbies. I eat books. So can you tell us, just paint a picture for me, who would you say would benefit from this course?
Well, you know, Heather, personally, I you know, spend a lot of time on educating myself consistently. And as you say, you know, we're bombarded with information, not least of which, you know, if you open your email each day, you might get to 300 emails. So to be able to spend the time effectively in whether we're studying, whether we're learning new skills, we might be doing research, you know, having the time to be able to do that, I think we have less and less time each day. So being able to use the skills of being able to read faster certainly allows us to do that. So, you know, these are skills that I would say certainly kids from standard 9, 10, they should certainly be doing, preparing for exams. Students looking at doing university, you know, business owners, pretty much anybody, and you can use it in all different materials of reading.
I actually love your advice there for, you know, on the social media especially and you know, emails, because, you know, we all get bombarded with all this information and everybody wants you to click here and go there and you've got to read this, and, you know, it's mind-blowing. And unless you can do something like this, which I taught myself years ago, it really makes your life far more, you know, livable and enables you to use your time more, you know, in a better way, because time management is so important in our days, and we spend so much of our time on things that really don't matter and information that has absolutely no relevance in our real lives. So I think that's a great one there to really inspire people to look at something like this just in, you know, in being on the internet. And that's what, you know, one thing that could really benefit there. So now let's go to your hypnosis course. That's very interesting. How does yours differ from others on offer out there then, Wayne?
You know, Heather, there are so many good hypnotherapy courses available. Essentially, again, what we've done is I've taken the best from the various international courses that I've done, combined with my own experience working with my own clients, my own practice, to give somebody a good skill set, so that on completion of the course, they feel confident in being able to go out there and help their clients. So, you know, how do we differ? I think we go out by really wanting to give our clients the most. But that doesn't suggest that a lot of the other hypnosis courses out there don't do the same.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, we're running out of time here, just so you know. Your NLP for teachers, how can teachers benefit, especially with children, in their work using this modality?
Oh, tremendously. You know, just knowing how to be able to speak to the children, for one, you know, how to be able to build rapport with kids, how to use anchoring, maybe if they were standing up in the front of the class giving a book review. You know, many of us have bad memories from school, certainly within the class, and teachers can actually play a vital role within that and change that around so the kids feel more comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's really good news. Now, my second last question is, everyone wants more sales. So how does your sales training course assist salespeople before we close?
Heather, again, what we've done is we take the skills within NLP. How do we build rapport with our clients? How do we understand how our clients make decisions? What are their buying strategies? What are their decision-making strategies? How to reassure the client, know how to use language so that the client actually hears the right words. So, you know, some people are visual, some are auditory, some are kinesthetic, and actually using the right words so that the person that we're speaking to gets the information in the right way, amongst a lot of other things.
Yes, crucial. And finally, if you can just briefly tell me what the dream is for your work going forward, Wayne.
You know, our mission is just to be the best training provider we can be through the results that our students achieve, and to be part of this global movement to transform the planet, to help as many people as possible by giving them the skills to help themselves and others.
Wow, that's so beautifully put. Thank you for your time, Wayne, and all good things and many blessings. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.